Hi, we're Myth for Reality. I'm Owen.
And I'm Briley. And today we will be seeing if the moon landing was real or not. Are you broke and lacking chick attention? Raycon wireless earbuds can help. Raycon wireless earbuds are the best selling in the business. They are affordable, diamond encrusted, pitch perfect with a built-in chick magnet. Raycon are the best selling knockoff for the broke people alike. Our shipping is second to none, other than USPS. You need Raycon wireless earbuds to get you through your day. If you want a chance at a social life, get Raycon wireless earbuds today.
Now, Briley, looking at this moon landing, the first issue I see is with this picture, the moon does not have wind, so why was Neil Armstrong's flag flapping in the wind?
Well, Owen, that's an interesting point, but in some images from the moon landing, you can see certain objects even though they are in the shadows. Some people argue that if the sun were really the only source of light, that this wouldn't be the case. The consequences of this action is some people believe that you can see the shadows as some special part of Hollywood lighting. You know what? We're going to ask Ashton here and see what he thinks.
You know, what Briley was saying earlier, I believe the moon landing is fake because it had to have just been a fan blowing the flag, and the moon doesn't have wind. So, therefore, it's fake.
So, Owen, after Ashton went over this and explained his views on this certain image and this myth about the moon landing being fake, what are your thoughts on this?
I personally think that the moon landing does exist, but I find it very strange that the flag was flapping in the wind, even though there's no wind on the moon. I don't know how they would have done this, but just going off what I think, I do think the moon landing exists.
Neil Armstrong even said that the moon landing was real and he landed there. Do you think this is a big government cover-up?
No.
Why?
Because I think it would be pretty sad for the government to lie to a bunch of people about the moon.
Yeah. Do you think there's other life forms out there, Owen?
Yeah, I do. Very, very tiny life forms. Looking at this next picture, my next point will be the moon landing was fake because there's no stars in the sky. We all know there are plenty of stars in space, and looking at this picture, you can see no stars in the sky. Briley, what do you think about this?
Honestly, when I first saw this, Owen, it perplexed me because there are millions and billions of stars in the sky, and there was not a single one in the camera. Maybe it's the camera quality. Maybe it's the camera shot. Looking at this image here, you can see a bunch of white light shining on the spacesuit. You know what, Owen? I really think that could be stage lighting. What do you think?
You know, I don't know. It could be lighting they have on the moon for them to take pictures with, but you bring up a good point there.
Yeah, the reflection is bouncing off of everything. I get the sun's right by it, but there are no stars in the sky, so do you think it might be bad camera quality?
Possibly, but the camera they had was the Hasselblad data camera, which should be able to capture stars.
Guys, look what I just found on Instagram. I just saw a video of an astronaut falling on the moon.
This is Carter, by the way. Carter, what are your thoughts about the last image I just showed you about there are no stars in the sky?
You know, honestly, I don't really know if you're in space that you'll see the stars. Honestly, I don't know what to say about that picture. But for me, personally, I think the moon landing is real. So I don't know what you guys think, but I think it's real.
All right, Carter, so why do you think the moon landing is real?
So, from an article by Forbes that I found, in all of human history, only 24 people have ever flown to the vicinity of the moon, traveling hundreds of thousands of miles from Earth to do so. 12 of those people on 6 independent missions actually set foot on the lunar surface. We've left flags, photographs, mirrors, and even vehicles behind. And we've even brought back rocks, dirt, and literal pieces of the moon back.
You know, I'm glad you bring that up because that is very true that we have brought stuff back from the moon to prove that we have been up there. Going back to the stars, do you think it is possible that they just took a picture with no stars in the sky?
You know, I don't really know. I mean, it's a cool photo, don't get me wrong, but even if it was fake, it's still dope, but, you know, who knows if it's real or not.
After our interruption from Ashton, we're back to our main points here. History.com has another point that says, in images from the moon landing, it is possible to see certain objects even though they are in shadow. Skeptics argue that if the sun were only a source of light, this wouldn't be the case. Therefore, the fact that you can see some objects in shadow must be a result of special Hollywood lighting. Honestly, I don't really know what to think about this point. I'm going to pass it over to Owen here. Owen, what do you think?
Well, when you say shadow, like, is there not supposed to be shadows on the moon?
Well, what the website's trying to say is that you can see certain objects even though they're in shadows. So what it's saying is naturally the shadows aren't right. They're artificial shadows is what they're saying. What do you think?
Well, I personally think there could be shadows on the moon because depending on how you have a structure on the moon, the sun is going to cast a shadow on it because on the moon you really can't hide from the sun. So I think these could be shadows from the sun with real objects on the moon, but I really don't know. It could be fake structures for staging, but I personally think it's from the sun.
But the sun couldn't also be the only source of light. Do you think the stars could have casted light? What do you think about this?
I think the stars could not have cast a shadow because I feel like even though there's a ton of them, they're just too tiny to be able to cast a big shadow.
In one of the pictures from the moon landing, you can see Aldrin's visor that Neil doesn't have a camera, which means someone else is filming it. You don't see a camera being held. So some skeptics are arguing that a different camera is being used, like a Hollywood camera. Owen?
You know, this one is actually very good, because if you look in Neil Armstrong's visor, you really can't see anyone with a camera that could possibly be taking a picture. I think, personally, this point is one of the strongest, because, like, where is the picture coming from? You really can't see any camera that may be taking the picture. So that kind of leaves you to believe, how did they take this picture and where is this photo coming from?
Yeah, going back to your point, Owen, when I'm looking at the picture right now, I'm only seeing the outline. I don't see his hands holding a camera. I do see another astronaut, but I do not see another hand holding the camera. I do see the American flag. Yes, Owen, I think you're right. This is a very strong point to prove that the moon landing doesn't really exist, because this could be a form of Hollywood lighting or some form of CGI. Do you think this could be some form of CGI in a way?
Well, I personally believe in the moon landing, but CGI could be a very strong point in this for someone who does not believe in it. So I can see where you're coming from there.
So this would be a very good counterclaim to your claims, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Here we have Miss Dupre. And Miss Dupre, what do you think, what are your thoughts on this theory of there being no camera in the visor?
Well, like, I love a good conspiracy theory, but I don't know if I can buy into the moon landing being fake. Like, you wouldn't see a camera in a shadow, right? Because it has no, like, form or depth or shape. So it's not, like, illogical to me that you can't see the camera. Also, the camera was probably really small. Like, it wasn't, like, a massive camera. How much can they really take into space? Like, I know, like, one of the things about space flight is, like, space is really important, and that's why they, like, freeze-dry food and stuff like that. So, I don't know. I don't know if I can get on board with the moon landing being fake. Some of the other conspiracy theories, like the Helen Keller didn't exist, I feel like I'm more inclined to believe that one.
Looking at the final point here about why the moon landing was fake, last point was a good one. This one is just straight dog water. Some skeptics think that the moon landing is fake because Stanley Kubrick put a compelling argument with his realist movie, A Space Odyssey, in 2001. Like, come on, man. We've seen a bunch of alien movies like Signs and like Terminator. This, just because someone puts a nice movie together doesn't already think, oh, the moon landing's fake. So I think this point is just completely horrible. What do you think about it?
Very bad point, Owen. Oh my gosh. Someone is saying the moon landing is fake because someone created a compelling CGI movie in 2001. Sorry, can't stop laughing. At this point, it's just mind-boggling to me that someone actually believes it. Like, if you believe this, no offense, but you're really making no sense.
It's up to you to decide if the moon landing is fake or not. And that's a mystery debunked.
Next week on Myth or Reality. The mystery of the Twin Towers explained right here on Myth or Reality.
Are you tired of walking into your bathroom and experiencing your eyeballs run dry at the gut-wrenching stench of your dad's last deuce? Well, look no further to Poo-Pourri, the easiest way to sugarcoat that. Poo-Pourri comes in a tiny bottle that is easily accessible. It has a sweet smelling taste that'll make you want to take a deuce every day of the week. Our flavors come in vanilla bean, cherry lime, and licorice. Poo-Pourri is a one-in-two deal. You get the snack and the cleanup crew all in one. Poo-Pourri is the perfect stench for your stink.
Black pepper coming soon.